It may be election day across Michigan, but it's also the trade deadline day across Major League Baseball. And despite all the preseason hype and expectations, the Detroit Tigers are yet again going to be sellers at today's deadline. A fact that was cemented, the Tigers' 5-3 loss to the Twins in 10 innings. Minnesota's Gio Urshela's 2-run walk-off home run in the 10th inning ended it. Detroit wasted a strong start by Tarik Skubal, went 5 scoreless innings, but he had to leave with fatigue in his left arm. The Tigers are back in the Twin Cities tonight at 7:10 to face the Twins. A 7:20 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Kansas City got a home run each from Salvador Perez and Whit Merrifield for a 2-1 win over the White Sox. The loss sends Chicago back to the 500 mark with an even record of 51-51. The Royals visit the White Sox again tonight at 8:10. Monday was an off night for the Cubs. They're in St. Louis to face their rival Cardinals at 7:45. As we said, today is the trade deadline, but the Tigers already made one move last night. Detroit sent outfielder Robbie Grossman to the Atlanta Braves for minor league pitcher Chris Englund. Grossman is set to become a free agent at the end of the year. The White Sox picked up pitcher Jake Diekman from the Boston Red Sox for catcher Reese McGuire and a player to be named later. Today's MLB trade deadline is at 6 p.m. In the WNBA tonight, Dallas is at Chicago for an 8 o'clock tip-off. The big news out of the NFL on Monday was the league handing down a 6-game suspension for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. This is in addition to the 17 games he missed last season because he was on the commissioner's exempt list. Watson is accused of several sexual assaults during massage treatments while with the Houston Texans. Watson has settled 23 of 24 sexual assault lawsuits filed against him. No criminal charges were ever filed. According to the league's new disciplinarian, former federal judge Sue L. Robinson, she said it was behavior that was more egregious than any before reviewed by the NFL. The league wanted a full year-long suspension. LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman says that the Saudi-funded tour offered Tiger Woods between $700 and $800 million to join that tour. Norman told Fox News that he wasn't the CEO when the LIV tour made that offer to Woods. And it's back on the field tonight for Midwest League Baseball after Monday's off day. Great Lakes travels to Lake County, West Michigan is at Lansing, and South Bend is at Fort Wayne. All those games start at 7 o'clock. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, August 2nd, I'm Dave Wolfe.